Hey, do you need an introduction for that? That's the Sex Pistols. British music impresario Malcolm McLaren has died. He was 64 and had been suffering from cancer. Here he is in speaking in 1997 about why he thinks the punk movement made such an impact.
The popularity of punk rock was, in effect, due to the fact that it made ugliness beautiful. The nihilism all led to a "we hate everything" vibe that became immensely and immeasurably attractive.
It sure did for this kid. Now Malcolm McLaren was the man behind the Sex Pistols, and we're joined now by music journalist John Savage, who wrote England's Dreaming, an award-winning history of the Sex Pistols and punk. John, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, you've said that without Malcolm McLaren, there would have been no British punk. And I'll go you one further. Without Malcolm McLaren, there would have been no British punk. There would have been no American punk. There would have been no Ramones. There would have been no Dead Kennedys, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Explain his role, would you?
Well, actually, I have to say I don't agree with that. The Ramones had already started by the time that Malcolm got involved with the Sex Pistols, so I would give them credit for that.
Except they always gave the Sex Pistols great credit for motivating them to keep going and to changing their sound a little bit.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure about that. You know, they kind of hated the Sex Pistols as
at first.
But anyway, that's not important.
What's important
is that McLaren was the impresario and the visionary that put the Sex Pistols together. And he put them together to promote his shop, which is called Sex, and which was selling fetish gear to young kids.
Now, you knew him, so what was he like in life?
He was a very complex, contradictory character. He was capable of great charm, and he was also capable of being very dismissive. He could be very supportive to people and, that, you know, foster their talent, and then could be very dismissive and quite cruel. So he was a piece of work. Personally, I never got that closely involved. I was an observer and somebody who... You know, I wasn't that close to him, but I spent quite a lot of time with him, and I have nothing but fond memories of it, of spending time with him.
Now, the boutique that you described with punk fashion that coincided with the foundation of the Sex Pistols, the look, we just want to remind people, this is things like bondage trousers, spiked collars, safety pins in the clothing, things like that.
Well, it was beautifully designed and styled. I know that might seem like a paradox, but actually the original clothes that McLaren and Vivian Westwood did in 1975-76 are actually extraordinary items, and later got bastardized and plundered for the more mainstream punk fashions, which is sort of what you see a lot now. But the original clothes are just fantastic. They were very extreme, they were beautifully made, and they contained a lot of detail.
Now, Malcolm was once asked how he might want to be remembered, and he said, as the man responsible for turning British culture into a cheap marketing gimmick. Did he succeed?
No. I mean, that's Malcolm putting his worst face forward, as he was prone to do. I prefer to see him as a visionary and a revolutionary who had a huge impact on British life.
All right, John Savage, journalist and author of England's Dreaming, the Sex Pistols, and Punk Rock. Thanks for joining us.